Hey everybody, Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined, LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I have been on hiatus from this podcast for a little too long. And, you know, when you have been away for a long time, when God says get back to it, you got to get back to it, period. So, I'm doing that. And forgive me, but I'm also doing things behind the scenes back here. I am not the perfect podcaster. I am not the perfect video live person either. But what I am is a person who's obedient to doing what she needs to do. So with that, I'm with you guys today because there's some things that I've needed to share, or there's some things that I need to share, and this is the perfect time to do so. As a ministry leader, and let me pray first this time. You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the opportunity to come forth, to be a part and be in position with other people, to understand what you are saying to us in visions and dreams, to understand what is happening to us at this point in time. Here we are in September of 2020. Lord, I thank you for the vision, the vision, the plan, the purpose for my life. I thank you, Lord, that in all things, I seek you first. I seek your kingdom first. I understand your word first. I know who you are in my life first. I know that when you tell me to do something, I know to do it first. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless each and every person that listens to this podcast. And I ask you, Lord God, to increase them on all sides. In your son Jesus' name, amen. So, quickly, like a recap over the past 6 months to a year. I've talked to you guys about prophetic timing. I've talked to you about various visions and dreams that I've had that I've been able to tell in detail. I've talked to you guys about, you know, life in general, what it's like to be a person who walks in the prophetic, and the reality of the voice of the prophet. I've talked to you guys about a lot of things. And the reason that some of that conversation has been necessary to have is kind of to prelim you for everything else that's going to come. I knew that some time ago. I did. I knew that some time ago. But I myself was not recognizing how deep that was going to go or how deep that was going to be. And so now that I know, I have to put myself in a place of how do I make sure I share that properly? And so just in the past 48 hours, God has been saying to me, you know, you need to talk to the people, blah, blah, blah. And last night he dropped in my spirit about coming back to the podcast. Sometimes, and let me say this for those of you that are business owners that are following me, business owners of faith, faithpreneurs, if you will. Sometimes we put ourselves in a position of, you know, I have to do it right. It has to be perfect before I can get out there. And when you do a podcast and nobody can see your face, it don't have to be perfect. It has to be done. I'm going to keep saying that because, ladies and gentlemen, you will find yourself somewhere trying to be perfect. And it's not getting done. So, a few things have happened. We're still doing that 6 months to a year follow-up. A few things have happened. Here's one of those few things. I got really busy doing a job that's like volunteer paid / whatever. Doing taxes for a local organization here in Milwaukee. And what I did was the tax season was extended, so the job was extended, which meant that I was busy. And then I was growing my renovation business, which also meant I was busy. But then there were some things that were going on personally that I felt took me away from Jesus and what he needed from me. And that, you know, really that it didn't come down to what I needed to do or what my purpose was, but just being a child of God. That sucks when you feel like that. But I was reminded many times through my visions and dreams that I was not forgotten, that I still had a purpose and a plan. I just had to get back on track. I believe in the past 4 to 5 days that has happened. And because I believe that has happened, this is why this is so important for me to be here with you. So let me just get down to the nitty gritty because I will not be breaking up this recording. I have had dreams in the past, and you guys know, if you don't know, please go back over a lot of what is happening, what I recorded here. But I've had a lot of dreams about time and time travel. And every time I've had those dreams, you know, when I first started having those dreams, I would just rebuke them, be like, hey, there's no such thing as time travel, blah, blah, blah. That's got to be the enemy, blah, 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 right? You know, because that's what we were taught in our religious entities. We're taught that there's no such thing as time travel. And I would always just rebuke them. And I finally realized that I wasn't doing my due diligence in studying in order to know whether or not I was doing the right thing and rebuking those dreams. So I started to do my study. And I started to do my study specifically for whatever I had going on. And what I mean is, you know, I'm looking at the dreams as if it's time travel, but I needed to look at the specifics of the dream as if it were what I saw, not time travel. And so, you know, there were instances in various dreams where it looked like me and an army are trying to get ahead of something. And so when we're trying to get ahead of something that's going to happen, what does that mean? That's preparing, that's planning, that's praying, and that's doing our due diligence, that's moving forward. And yeah, it may, in the dream, it may look like it's time travel, but it is, you know, it is time travel. Getting ahead of something that's happening means, you know, doing your research, doing your due diligence, and, you know, never waiting for something to happen, but, you know, just staying in a place or position to always get ahead. Even as an entrepreneur, you know, the only way to increase your income bottom line is if you stay a student. And I don't mean stay a student and not do the sales. I mean, stay a student of the changes that are happening around you. And so these dreams, I realized, were, you know, if I looked at the specifics and not just the one thing that, you know, kind of felt like it was scaring me, I had to say, okay, there's more here. There's more here than, okay, nah, there's more here. We can't just, no. There's more here. And it's okay that there's more. It's okay that, you know, in all of my understanding, it's okay that there's this breakdown. There's this extreme explanation. It's okay. Because then we know that when we realize that there's more to it than this one facet, or that this one facet might have scared us, we can say, okay, no. I can study more. It forces us to study. It forces us to ask the questions that need to be asked. It forces us to be who we need to be, period. I mean, there it is, that in a nutshell. And so while I'm studying, sorry about that. So while I'm studying the breakdown or the reality of these particular dreams, and that it is me in an army staying ahead of what the problems are, I'm also looking at what's going on around me. Time did change. It was either the past, so that we could look at what we had done or done wrong. It was the present, where we're not running from the enemy, but we're running from the circumstances so that we can get ahead of it. It's the future, so that we know that we're putting things in place or we're saving somebody's life. That is the explanation that I was given, spiritually given. And so to share with you guys that is the reality of what I was looking at was time travel is very real. It's very real. And I will never be afraid of that again. And so with what I know now, especially in the past few days, is the reality of what time travel, the reality of, yes, the proverbial time travel brings, is that we either are standing in place, we either are looking at what we have done and maybe have done wrong or right, and we are preparing that for the future. I am not trying to disregard anything in regards to, thank you, Lord, but Lord help me with this one. The reality of what time travel brings in our mindsets, I am saying that, you know, hey, if somebody knows more than I do spiritually, please let me know. When they were in regards to the time travel, because I continuously stay a student. Nonetheless, so in the past couple of days, God has been working on me again regarding what looks to be time travel. And still building up from a lot of what has happened over the past year, 6 months to a year, I need to say to you, if you're not prepared for what's going to happen because of this pandemic, then you will, if you don't even start to get prepared, you will never be prepared. I have said numerous times in the past few weeks, past couple of months, you can't get to unless you go through something. So you can't get to something unless you go through something. I need to say that one more time. You can't get to something unless you go through something. And what does that mean for all of us? That means that we need to hear, we need to study, we need to pray, we need to act. Hear, study, pray, act. And one of the blessings I have for that, one of the things that God is really giving me that has blessed me, is the reality that when he shows me things, what I'm supposed to do. And so a few nights ago, I had a dream, and it was one of those dreams where it was me and a lot of people, and these aren't people that I really know. You know, these aren't people that I know right now. These aren't friends in my life. These are not people in my circle. But these are people that I know some kind of way, because I was comfortable with them. You know, I felt like, hey, I knew them. I walked into a room, and one of the gentleman, I had to be my husband, because I walked in the room and I said, I need you. And he was talking with someone, and he stopped, he looked at me, he stopped the conversation with them, and he said, okay, and walked away. He said, I'll be back. You know, she needs me. And so we walked away, and then the dream switched where we were back in this room. So we were back in this kitchen with the person he was talking to before. Prior to me walking into, actually, I don't even know how that worked. Before we switched, the dream switched to being in this kitchen with the person that he was talking to. There was a voice in my head. It was almost like a black screen had, like, not black, but like a screen had come up in between the switching. And I heard this voice say, I should have been the one to help you transition. And I was like, well, okay. And so then the dream switched. Sorry about that. Then the dream switched. And we're in this kitchen talking to this guy that my husband was talking to already. And there's about two or three other people there. And it's a small kitchen. So it's a small house. And we're talking about going on with our assignment. And the gentleman that he was talking to sprays this stuff on the wall in the shape of a door. So it's almost like he's caulking a door that's not there. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he says, this is where we're going to go through. But then we're done. We're not coming back. And, you know, in some way, shape, or form, he says something like, we're not coming back. Once you go through, you're not coming back. And so two people go ahead of me, and then it's my turn. And I'm looking at my husband like he's not coming or something. And he's standing behind, he's leaning against the counter. And I'm like, he's like, it's going to be okay. And so when I cross over or whatever, when I cross over, I look back so I can see through the doorway, basically. And I'm like, is he coming? And so what I see next is basically as if I'm still in the room. I'm no longer in the room, but as if I'm still in the room, and he's having a conversation with the gentleman that has caulked the door, or, you know, basically created this doorway. And he says, you have to go too. You can't leave her. And he's like, I know I have to go. I know she's afraid. And so the man that has opened the door, he's like, well, go. And he says, but who will hold the place open for you? And he says, I got the gun. It's almost like, I can't remember all of what he said, but it's almost like he says, I've got this. You go, you guys go get started, because yeah. And so then the dream ends. So, I wake up like, okay, what? Listen, Lord, forgive me if I did forgot something. I wake up immediately praying. I wake up immediately saying, you know, Lord, if this is you, you know, show me it's you. Help me realize, you know, if this is you, if this is not you, you know, you go through all of that, right? And so later in the day, I start to go over the dream, and then I start to study what I missed. I start to study, you know, what does the Bible say about transition? What does the Bible say? And as soon as I look up transition, you know, what does the Bible say about transition? The first thing that comes up on Google is, well, transition in yada, yada, yada is about crossing over. And I'm going to give you some exacts in just a second. And passing through. And I'm like, there it is right there, because that's exactly what happened in the dream. It was the voice that I heard about transitioning, and then what I saw in the dream was more of a teaching moment, of a lesson that needed to be had. And I'm like, okay. I'm like totally okay. So and here's the scripture that goes along with this, and I'll tell you what it says in Google. One of the first things from the congregation of Rod Fee Zedek, and from his website, transition is a constant factor in our lives, in the lives of those close to us, and in the life of the community. The first word for transition is ma'avar, which means to cross over, to pass through, as in a land or city, or even to overflow. And a scripture reference was Isaiah 23:10, who speaks of passing through a land as a stream. And so I've been doing some studies on, what that means. And I've been doing that for about 24 hours. And so for me, it wasn't that this dream was more about passing through matter. This dream was more about passing through what
is the matter? What is the problem? Where are we going? And like I said, in order to get to something, you have to go through something. And that was so relevant in this particular dream. And so after continuously talking to the Lord yesterday and doing a lot of things, I realized that, you know, visions and dreams go deeper than we think they are. And this is why I will always say to you that I believe that some of the things that have a prophetic meaning or prophetic occurrence in them in various television shows that you probably never would have watched, I know I never would have watched, have that prophetic inclination, because some of those writers probably were prophets. And they looked at, instead of looking at their prophetic ability, they looked at their profitability. I need you to catch that. Instead of looking at their prophetic ability, they looked at their profit ability. And that's where they got lost. Okay. That's where they got lost and where they end up being false prophets in a certain sense. Doesn't mean that there wasn't truth in what they were trying to share. It was just shared improperly. So that doesn't mean that we've lost hope. That doesn't mean that we should be afraid. That doesn't mean that, you know, it's not going to happen. That doesn't mean I'm talking off the side of my neck. What it means is that there's a time of study, and there's a time of clarity, and there's a time of where we have to do some declarations. And so I'm here to basically establish that. Now, I have this other dream that I've had just last night, and I woke up this morning like, okay, what was that about? Okay, Jesus, what was that about? And I realized what it was about. And I have so many thoughts I want to say to you about it, but I don't want to hold this podcast too long. Let me just say that God will always send you help and will always take you to a place of he will always take you to a place of remembering where you came from, so that you know how to go forward and that you are not alone in going forward. And so I love you all. I thank you all again for being a part, for being great listeners. I pray that we can definitely talk again. but yes, I will be back in the next day or so with another podcast on that second dream. God bless, and transition well.